pretty good. Hello from the Other Side. I wanted to sing it, and then I couldn't. Let's be honest. Nobody wants to hear that. So I was able to do a joke. So
no, Adele is a hard one. I don't know if I would tackle Adele. Adele herself, from especially this side of the pond.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, hello from Ireland.
Whoa. Oh.
Sorry. You're having some
technical difficulties.
Technical difficulties. I just couldn't get the emails, and now your arm is trying to jump ship.
Yeah, yeah. Well, are you liking Ireland? What's your favorite? Which one do you like better, Ireland or Copenhagen? I'm sure they don't listen. Lay it on us.
I really have liked Ireland. It is interesting being in Galway specifically, which is a college town. My buddy's doing grad school. But it is definitely interesting to be back in a place where like everybody speaks English. And there's definitely times where someone has said something to me and they are speaking English and I do not quite catch it all because of the accent. But mostly it's like it's gone from like I understand 4% of what people are saying just walking on the streets to understanding like 90% of what people are saying on the streets. And I love eavesdropping. I love walking behind a couple and they are fighting about something and I'm like, don't say that, buddy. And then he does. And I'm like, well, here it comes. You know, like I enjoy that. The buses are probably a little less efficient than Copenhagen. The streets are so tiny. It's tiny streets and it's double-decker buses. And there's a couple times that I've held my breath because I was like, we're brace for collision. It's coming. So that's been interesting. But I really have enjoyed Galway. I have had my fill of French fries, of chips. It's with every meal. Today, I ordered Chinese food and I ordered fried rice and they gave me French fries instead. And I was like, I know, but it's like on the menu. Like every restaurant you go into, like you can get French fries.
How do they compare to American French fries? Are they good?
They're good. They're probably like a half of a steak fry. Like it's an in-between size. Most typically,
what is their fry sauce selection like? I mean, is it decent?
Decent. So they want to, the ones they want to give you the options if you're like, oh, can I have French fries? They're going to say, would you like ketchup, mayo, or like a brown sauce?
Which is probably both of them mixed together. Let's be honest.
No, it's something else. It is not a fry sauce.
Oh, I bet you it's vinegar.
It's whole other thing. And they're also going to want to do sometimes my buddy for dinner. She was not feeling Chinese food. So she got a hamburger and French fries and it came with a curry sauce
from the same establishment.
No, different place.
That is confusing as fuck. If I'm being honest, like curry with your hamburger. No.
Well, with the just on the French fries, it's like a curry sauce on the French fries.
No thanks.
It was wild. It was wild. Yeah. But I've been to numerous pubs. The oldest pub was from 1654.
Jesus.
So that was cool.
People died in that pub.
Yeah.
They've been stabbed.
It's very nice. It was a very nice establishment. Today I did some adventuring by myself because my buddy had class. So I made my way. Oh, I got another email for an invitation to podcast.
Yeah, that's
good.
Yeah. I think what you have to do is actually say receive emails when you open it. And so I don't know. Anyhow,
interesting. I'm gonna have you look at it the next time I'm at your house because it's weird. So I jumped on the bus all by myself, made my way downtown.
Isn't that a song?
Ma- take a way downtown. Windows pass and I'm homebound. Yeah, a little Michelle Branch for everybody. Sorry. I'm really sorry. Mostly to Michelle Branch, but everyone who heard it. I was going to go to the museum. There was a museum. I had researched museums. I was like, I'm going to go to the city museum. So I got there and I tried to go in the door and the door wouldn't open. And I was like,
Rot-row.
What the fuck? And it was like closed on Monday. And I'm like, today's not Monday. And I was like, closed on Sunday. And it's like, today's not Sunday. And I was like, the fuck? And then it was like, come, like, do you already have a reservation? Then if not, you would need to sign up for here. And I was like, well, fuck. So I went to go sign up for a reservation. And the first one was at 3:30 p.m. And I was like, well, fuck. So then I like, it's like 11 in the morning. So I like bebopped on to a place next door and like got lunch and then was like, the fuck now, like, what do I do? And so, and it was like going to start raining, like pouring rain. And so I was like, I don't really want to just like walk around town. So I did a hop on, hop off bus and they drove me around Galway and they told me all the history things and I just had to sit there. And not nice. Get rained on. And that was beautiful. I loved it. Loved it. Then when it was my time, I went to the museum.
That's cool. I'm a little pissed at your adventuring. And it might have been a problem with the time change. I'm not quite sure. But the last time we podcast, you were going to go find the Little Mermaid statue, which in pictures looks like you're just taking a picture of a random kid and on the beach. But yeah. I thought... And for me to worry, it takes a touch. Like, that's odd. I haven't heard from Tamara. I hope she's okay. That happened at about hour 16, I think, maybe 24 hours after we talked, which I'm pretty sure you had already done your adventuring and notified me late.
Yeah. No, that's probably right. My problem is in Copenhagen specifically, I'm 9 hours ahead. So people don't typically start waking up until 3 p.m.
Yeah.
And then, so I have a window of like 3 p.m. to like midnight when I'm awake and other humans on the west coast of the U.S. are awake. So then it's this window of like, well, I don't want to like bother you at like 9 a.m. And then I like forgot. And then I was like eating dinner. And then I was like, I should message. And then it's like this whole thing. And then it's like, now I'm gone to bed and then I wake up, right? And it's my, you know, 9 a.m. It's your midnight. You're probably sleeping. It's just like a vicious cycle of trying to like, it's like a horrible red light, green light game of like, are you awake? Are you not awake? Am I awake? Are you awake? Like, it's just like
yeah,
a whole thing. And then you throw in, man, my parents, I love my parents, but I've been trying to FaceTime with them. But I don't have phone calling. I don't have texting. So my mom was having a problem. Window.
Yeah,
it's a small window. And my mom was having trouble with the FaceTime because they use FaceTime on their iPads and it was angry. And it was like not enough connection to like have an image. So they were just hearing my voice. And my mom was like, but I want to see your face. I'm like, well, then you figure out what's wrong with your internet. She was like, I don't know. It just says poor connection. And I'm like, well, are you outside? Like, what's happening? And so I was like, okay, mom, here's what you're going to do. You're going to go into Instagram and I'm going to call through Instagram. And she was like, how? And I was like, please don't worry about it. Just answer the call. If you see that I'm calling you, just answer it. And so then I did. I saw that she was on Instagram. I called her and she popped up and she was like, oh my gosh, we're talking through it. Like, it was like, it blew her little mind and her mind, and it was wonderful. But she was like, how come it's only half and half the screen? Like, why can't I have the whole screen? And I was like, mom, this is what it is. I'm really sorry, but this is the best I can do from Ireland, talking you through how to use these social media things. But we done did it. We got through it. So all in all, it's been a really good
nice.
Friday. Is today Friday?
It is Friday for me. Yes. So
nice. Yeah. That is exciting.
I know. I love Friday. I love Friday.
You doing anything fun this weekend? Are you finally doing carport?
Well, I'm trying to be coerced into going fishing, which it doesn't take much to do.
No, it doesn't.
I
normally.
I really need to finish the carport, and let me tell you why. My wife fell off the ladder last weekend.
Oh, no. Is she okay?
Onto her shoulder surgery shoulder.
Oh, no. That's the wrong way to fall. She got to tuck and roll.
She does not know how to fall. She's like, wait, you mean there's a right way to fall? And I'm like, fuck yes, there is. I'm going to look for a falling course, and she's going to have to take it. So anyhow, it was only 2 feet, but landing on the shoulder wasn't ideal. So it didn't dislocate, but it hasn't felt right since. So
bummer.
Yeah. Well, and what happened is we have one shitty ladder and one nice ladder. And I, being the nice person that I am, I was getting on the shitty ladder because I'm used to shitty equipment. My wife needs top end everything. And so then I'm on the ladder and we're moving and shaking. We're in a groove, but we're also sore because we worked a full day on putting on the carport roof, and it's hard work because you're drilling into metal.
Yeah.
And so then the second day we're like, do we want to do this? And we had my nieces that night. So we're a little like,
Yeah.
And so then we get up and we decide we'll do it. And we're out there for 10 minutes. She falls off the ladder. And but what happened was I was on the shitty ladder, and then she went to move the ladders, and she's like, I'll take this ladder. So we only have to move one. And then she fell off of it.
No, that's not okay. And I'd say if she's ever healthy enough long enough, we should just like take her to like a trampoline park and try and teach her how to fall, or like even like a four-year-old like gymnast tumbling class.
Yep, that would
be good.
We gotta
just get her in an entry level falling situation.
Well, she sees her shoulder doctor next week for like the last checkup, but let's just hope that doesn't turn out to be the start of another procedure. So there we go. Also, are you taking a picture of your nut bar?
This is some type of candy.
Oh, it looks delightful.
Wine pastilles. Made with natural colors.
In Ireland, have you managed to shake the black licorice plague that you've been part of?
This just looks like gumdrops.
I think it looks great.
I could do gumdrops.
I'm a little curious about the wine. Will it taste like wine?
I mean, it's anybody's guess. Oh, this is
black licorice.
This is gonna be a minute.
Oh, it's chewy. All right. Well, yeah, I'll tell you what.
Kind of like that, like Bazinga gum. It's like really tough. But I think it's a grape flavor. Real good. Top
Real
notch.
Good.
A+.
I love watching Tamara's face when she's trying to eat new stuff, because your voice says one thing and your face says the other. This, on a Tamara scale of 1 to 10, this is, I mean, I would give this 3 on the Tamara scale. Like, you're not delighted.
I was going to give it a 4. It's doable.
Is it more the texture or taste? Both.
It's more commitment to chew it.
Maybe it's gum.
Could you imagine?
I feel like gum typically is more like individually wrapped.
Yes.
Yeah.
I did do a thing. My buddy made me try these chips. It's like a cheddar cheese and onion chip, which is what they have instead of like sour cream and onion chips. And so my friend was like, here, you have to try it. And I was like, oh no, it's like, it's not good. And so my buddy was like, will you say that again? And I can record it so I can send it to my Irish friend, because they've gotten into arguments over like, what is the better chip? And so I did. I recorded it and I really gave it my full critique. And the problem isn't so much the taste. The problem is the smell. There's this fake cheese that wafts up and hits you in the face, and it impacts what it tastes like because it smells so bad.
And so like,
what kind of cheese is it supposed to be? Parmesan or what?
I think it's supposed to be a cheddar.
Oh. Huh.
But it's not great. It's not a good time.
Yeah.
In my humble opinion, personally. Please don't fight me. But but I'm glad I tried it. But that is that thing of there's this thing of like, let's try new food. And then there's sometimes where it's like, oh, this could go either way. But yeah, but I normally want to try something that's like, you have to try this when you're in this place. And I've been drinking a lot of cider. I feel like that's been my really good
alcoholic
contribution. Yes, alcoholic cider.
Nice. Is it good over there? Do you like
it? It's really good. The interesting thing that they do is they will brand the glasses. So if you're drinking, today I was drinking an Orchard Thieves cider. And so my glass says,
oh, wow. Cool.
Yeah, so it's like whatever brand the cider is, they have glasses that are branded that. So I had Orchard Thieves cider in an Orchard Thieves cider glass. So
at
that's
first
super
when
fun.
You said you had a cider today, I was like, wow, Tamara, get it. And then I realized it's like later there. So
yeah. Well, and that's the thing is I think we met at 5:30. My buddy was out of class and I was done at the museum. So we met up at like 5:30. And I was like, whew, I am starting early. The sun is still up. I mean, this is
a wild day. Interrupted. With the body or the ladder story. So you got your museum after you got to go to the museum after you did your tour. Was the museum delightful and amazing and everything cool?
Yes, I really liked the museum. It was cool because it was like some really old stuff from...
as museums typically are.
As museums typically are. But then it also had a more modern... exhibit on sailing and how sailing evolved in Ireland, and they had like a boat hung from the ceiling, and I thought that was really fucking cool.
Because then when you walked joint with boats hung from a ceiling,
yes,
that was really fucking cool.
I can get behind a boat in the ceiling, and this one they had it so you as you walked up three flights of stairs, you went past all of the rigging.
Yeah,
so that was really cool.
Nice.
Yeah, no, I had a great time. It was some good adventuring, and it helped really kind of put the whole city in perspective, because we've like walked here and like taken the bus over there and taken some taxis different places, but this hop on hop off bus was like, here's the whole city, just that's see cool. it all. Yeah. And so it was some pretty good perspective, because it's not a giant city. We went around the whole city in an hour, and part of that was because of we got stuck in a little bit of traffic.
How long are you in Ireland for?
I have been in Ireland since Tuesday, and I leave tomorrow for London. You might be thinking,
wait,
Tamara,
London...
weren't...
Yeah, London's new. I don't listen yep. well, but I'm pretty sure
Scotland.
London's new.
Scotland had been on the agenda, but I don't know if you knew this. I didn't know this. My father had mentioned it, and I thought, dads don't know what they're talking about. There's a giant conference happening in Scotland. And so when I went to actually book a hotel room, they were about $800 to $1,000 a night.
Of fuck no. Yeah. That's
because
not happening.
Like when you go to hotel.com, one of the cool things is they'll show you like, here's all of the hotels that are booked. And it was like 25 hotels booked and like 6 available. And you try and put in like, can I spend less than $300? Well, 300 euros a night. And they're like, no. Yeah. Less than 500 a night. And they're like, nah. So we paid today to change our flights. So
I'm
instead
so
of flying to Scotland, we're flying
to London.
You
just said we. Because I, again, got a little nervous. It was you. So,
yeah, no.
All right.
My buddy,
you're in good hands. I'm okay.
My buddy's coming with me. And we are going to go meet up with one of my really good college friends. We're on the rowing team together. And her husband, who is Scottish.
There we go.
So my buddy has lived in the UK for 3 years, like since they've gotten married. But... yeah, so we're gonna go exploring So I'll be like all day Sunday. And then Monday we'll head back to London because we'll head to Oxford area and tour it's around there a bit.
Because I don't know much, but I do know London is known for being expensive. So it's funny that you're going there as the least expensive option.
Yeah, well, and I'll be we'll stay with my friends for two nights.
Okay.
So you we'll don't just have to get a hotel. Yeah. Yeah, so we'll just do one night in a hotel.
Cool.
So that'll be it'll like balance out.
Yeah. Nice.
And so Scotland another trip. Well, that'll happen at some point. I really would like to go to Scotland. I don't want to pay that much money. So
yeah, good point.
That's now what's happening. But yeah, so Ireland's been fun. So 4 days in Ireland, and then we'll head to the UK, and we'll be there Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and nice. Then head back to Copenhagen.
Cool. Yeah, I've had an exciting week here too. You know, a lot of exciting stuff. So, like my wife. She's really trying to pick the new hair product for herself. And we actually foolishly thought we'd share hair product. My wife and I have very, very, very different hair. And we both had made the mistake of trying each other's preferred like salon hair product.
It didn't
end well. And so she has been telling me about her hair dilemma for a while. And I have been laying in bed listening to her and be like, yeah, babe, no, that sounds good. I really want you to be happy. You have every right to spend money on hair product. You know, do you? I want you to feel special. I was listening mostly. I knew she was buying a special brush. I knew she'd gone through like two or three different types of hair product. And then I stopped listening so carefully. And she said, I'm going to get, but she was also talking about a new body soap that was a bar. But then she goes, I'm also going to get shampoo that's bar soap.
Okay.
I was like, all right, cool. But she had also mentioned in the same conversation, she was getting new body soap. So I was showering yesterday and I tried her new bar soap on my body.
Okay. Did She's you like, actually use the right bar? Oh, no. You're already She's shaking like, your head.
She's like, no wonder your skin smells so good. And I'm like, well, I didn't know. And I'm like, I feel really moisturized. And she's like, please tell me you didn't wash your ass with my bar soap. It's my shampoo. And I'm like, no, I didn't. And, man, it's been drama over here. Just one drama after another. So,
this is a whole thing though of people who have different hair. I can only imagine. My buddy I'm visiting in Ireland has really curly hair, and so she uses some type of like special like charcoal shampoo. Yeah. And I opened that up and it smelled violently of charcoal or chemicals or something, and I used the tiniest drop I could. And I'll be honest, today when I showered, because I got up this morning, I don't know if you noticed, but I got up this morning and I worked out.
I have not noticed yet.
I sent you a text of my screen of my heart rate.
This morning you didn't. Well, not this morning. You sent it earlier in the week. I wonder who you sent a random screen to. Gee.
This is really awkward. Oh, no. Who did I text that to? Fuck.
I hope they were sleeping. Woke up.
Well, it would have been my like 9 a.m. So it would have been. Oh, no. Who did I? Oh, my God. Did I text the dogs, my parents and neighbors? No, thank God. Who did I text? Those are the only people. My friend's mom? What? No. Jesus. Okay, I don't know who I texted, but some poor asshole. Let's think. If it was my 9 a.m., it was your 1 in the morning. Somebody at 1 in the morning got a text of just my like a screenshot of my heart rate, my workout. No text, no message, just sharing, just so you know I worked out. Oh God. Okay. I'll text that to you because I wasn't sure how far I was going to walk today.
Yeah.
Turns out I walked a fair amount. My my movement is at 1,291 and my exercise is at 92 minutes of exercising.
Nicely done.
Thank you.
I have to go on a walk after work. So, and then I will be good.
And that's a happy little shoulder shimmy. Oh, man. Well, you and I did something similar this week.
We did.
We both watched the movie Dune.
Ah, we did. We did. So it was our last date night. And I don't know, the weather's shitty and it's cold. So we just decided to have a date night in bed. The best kind of date night sometimes.
Just to be so clear, when you say we to our audience members, you do not mean
you and me.
Rhiannon and Tamara. You mean Rhiannon and your wife. I do feel like there are times that I have had my friend be like, you said we were in bed. Were you in bed with Rhiannon? I was like, no. No, that was not that story that had happened.
Okay.
And so
notice, and I will now pay attention. But when I will now pay attention. No, I was on a date night with my wife. We decided to have a date night in home, at home, in our bed, order in food, watch Dune. I feel like this story.
No, I'm here for it. You and me could have like a friendship date, but we would not, I think, do
be in bed.
No, in bed. So. We would hang out just on a couch, just to be clear. Because I do think there are times.
You would be watching the show and I would be sleeping on the couch.
Yes, 100%. 100%. I do think, not that I think anyone thinks that we're dating. I don't think anyone thinks that. But I do think sometimes the
story gets
started.
Now you're making me insecure.
No. No. I'm just saying sometimes I think when a story starts, they just have to they're like halfway in it and they're in it and they're like, oh, no, it's not Tamara. It's whatever this is. And I'm sure I say we, like my buddy and I were doing things and I say we, and it could equally be confusing, like who's where doing what at what times. But you and your wife had a date night. You decided to stay in because it was gross and rainy. And you decided, what did you get for dinner to go along with your movie?
Thai food, Tom Kha. Ugh, so good. They forgot Thai my rice food, though, which, you know, if I'm going to eat unhealthy, give me that fucking white rice. But
yes, I'm right there with you.
So, and like, this is probably too much information. I don't know. We were cuddling and I was kind of dozing off because, well, it's Dune.
It's a movie.
But Dune has jump scares. So my wife had a grand old time because every time I would be about like half in, half out, and I was really trying to watch it, but aside from being pretty, the storyline was like whatever. So there would be a jump scare and then I'd be woken up and I'd be back into it, and like I think there was at least 5 or 6 jump scares, and so my wife got a kick out of the whole thing. So yeah,
it's so funny because it is a 2.5-hour movie in the movie theater.
Long.
I actually saw a movie, it's in Salt Hill, which is like a beach. So Salt Hill, I assumed, was a hill. It's actually right by the water. Who knew?
Cool.
So Salt Hill, went to this really cool movie theater, and it had like really retro. It was like decorated, re-upped in like the 70s. So it's really cool interior and stuff. Reclining seats.
Nice.
I can get behind some reclining seats. And I don't know if you've had this experience in the States. In Ireland, every establishment you go into, you show your vaccination card. And contract tracing. So they ask you your name and your phone number of everywhere you go in. Because then if somebody's reported for being there and having found out later they have COVID, they then call everyone on that list who is there that night. So everyone can get tested. It's great so far. No problems. But it is, I feel so valid to be like, here's my vaccination card. I got it right here.
Is yours laminated or do you just leave it in paper form?
I've left it in paper form.
Which I wish they were wallet size. Like, who decided they needed to be, that you needed to fold them to fit them in a wallet? Like, that's not the way it should be.
Mine fits in my wallet, but I have a long wallet.
you have a big ass wallet. Not most people carry your wallet around. Like, your wallet should have a shoulder strap. And then otherwise, it's a fucking purse. So
I did just buy a purse, which is so funny. We went to like 19 stores. And then the store I finally found a wallet that, or a purse that I liked in, was a fucking TJ Maxx. And it is 100% leather, and it's from Denmark. So I bought a Danish purse in Ireland, and it retails for like $300, and I got it for like $69.
Nice. Wow.
Yeah, but I really like it. So
I have, let me see. I have one. My wallet consists of 6 cards. And I just had a decision to make because my wife insisted I get a Costco card, but who the fuck wants one? And so, like, if I were to carry the Costco card, I would have to get rid of something. And one of them is my fishing license, my year-long fishing license. So sure as shit, not getting rid of that. So then it would probably be my health insurance card.
That's fair. I have mine in mine. But I don't know why, because I think it's expired.
Ooh. Yeah,
it's fine. So. It's fine.
Yeah. Oh, you went for a second candy.
I did. What flavor? This one's flavor. This was one's this lemon. One? This one's lemon, and I like it.
I think it's about a 6 of 10 there. Yeah.
Oh, that was 6 of 10. I was trying to see if that was accurate. So, speaking of ratings, what rating would you give Dune for the parts that you were awake for?
Beautiful. Love the cinematography. And I have like a cheat sheet whenever I watch something super nerdy. I don't have to pay attention. I have my wife. And so before we, like, in the first 15 minutes, she gave me the entire backstory, the fact that it's multiple books. She gave me everything I needed to pay attention to. So, like, it was really great with a cheat sheet. I thought it was beautiful. It was way too fucking long. There's gonna be a second one. Yeah. So, I mean, my rating for Dune based on beauty would be a 5 of 10.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't want to say that I'm getting used to these high marks, but the last movie you saw, Free Guy, also 5 out of 10.
I know, right? Yeah. I love some good cinematography. So
we were in a string of like ones and twos for a while. I feel like we've really turned a corner.
They were heaping pile of shits. So,
you know, you're always going to tell me how it is, and I appreciate that about you, my friend. I think I would give Dune, it was too long. I was trying to not have to get up and go to the bathroom. I was trying so hard, and I had made it 2 hours and like 10 minutes, and I had to get up and go to the bathroom. So
did you slip or anything? Were you nervous about slipping? Did you keep real vigilant for butter?
No, because there wasn't any butter machines or butter on the popcorn, because in Ireland they're not having our own butter dispensers like in the United States. So it was a butter. No, it was a butter-free zone. It was just normal popcorn with no butter on it.
They didn't even put butter on it?
No. They just like popped it.
That's
there was a little bit of salt. It's actually okay. I mean, I felt like healthier, and I was like, I mean, I'm mostly here for the salt. So like, I wasn't mad about it. You know what I mean? I was okay. And I felt like I mean, they only also had one size of popcorn, which would probably be like our like medium.
Right.
And it didn't last 2.5 hours, but I was satisfied at the end of it. You know what I mean? Like, it was enough popcorn.
Yeah.
I think I would give Dune 8 out of 10.
Wow.
I liked it. It was pretty. And I didn't know the story. So I really didn't know what was coming. So there's a couple times that, like, you know, I didn't see the twists or the turns coming. There's some questions I maybe will ask your wife, because I don't know. I don't know all the things that are happening. So I have some lingering questions on some plot points. Also, like, I wanted to feel like it was in the future, but it was really hard to feel like it was in the future when two of the main characters were named Jessica and Paul. I felt like I was back in fourth grade, where I had four four Jessicas and two Pauls in my class. You know what I mean? And like, you have
a favorite Paul?
Seriously. No. All right. Well, obviously you got Jessica, which is mom.
And Paul.
And Paul's okay. The kid. My main man, Jason Momoa. His name is?
Oh, yeah. He was in there. Oh, Idaho Wild. I don't know. Idaho.
Duncan, Idaho. Yeah, yeah. Honestly, I heard that name and I was like, Brianna's going to think this is a baby name. She is going to throw this in the mix.
I actually turned to my wife and I was like, we can name our kid that. And she's like, no. But, you know, she might like it. She likes Dune. She might like it better than McCall. Duncan, Idaho. That's what we're doing.
I mean, I heard that and I was like, fuck, it's getting added to the baby name list. It's getting added to that list for sure. I wish I could have called you on the night that I got into Ireland because I got so lost. I tried to take a shortcut.
Oh, God. By yourself? With somebody? What is this set to see?
By myself. Jesus. I've gotten off the airport. I wasn't sure what time I would get off, so I just got on a random bus that I was pretty sure was coming to Galway. Couldn't confirm, couldn't deny.
You're getting got a little on a bus. Overly confident here.
I know. I
found the Little Mermaid statue. Let's just see how this ends.
Let's roll this dice. So I did that and I put it in my phone. Here's the thing. So I'm not using cellular. I'm using Wi-Fi. There's Wi-Fi on the bus. I put in my friend's address. I'm tracking as we get closer. I was planning on getting off on this one station and then taking a taxi to my friend's house. But I notice that we are mere 5 blocks away from my friend's house. I could get off at this stop early and walk. I get off the bus. It's pouring rain. Here's what should have been my indicator. When I told the bus driver where I was going, trying to go in Galway, he told me that he was going to put my stuff, my suitcase over here with the other stop. So then I'm now getting off early and I say, that's my suitcase right there. And he's like, no, that's for a different stop. And I was like, yeah, I'm getting off here because it's an earlier, because it's earlier and it's still closer to my destination. And he was like, no, this is a very different stop than that stop. That should have been an indicator. I was wrong. But I was like, no, it's totally cool. So I'm walking around.
Wow. The confidence we have is,
I know, foolish. It's off the all charts right. For no reasons. I get off. And I literally had Wi-Fi. I'm looking at it. And what I should have done is, whoop, whoop, take a picture. I didn't. Oh. So as soon as that bus drove away, I lost my Wi-Fi. So that picture is gone. I'm pretty sure it was 5 streets and then I turned left.
Oh, God. What time is this?
It is like 8:30 at night. But
fuck
it
me.
Is...
Okay.
Dark and it is pouring rain. It is pouring rain. Okay. Also, I've decided to, in the effort to save time, because we were going to a costume party for my friend's like college, like university, like grad program. I've worn the outfit I want to wear, which again, it's a costume party. So I'm walking
like a Hufflepuff walking through fucking Ireland, lost.
I'm wearing my Hocus Pocus t-shirt with a blazer.
Oh,
it's fine. So I'm going and I find this open field.
Back. That's a phone in costume. I'm sorry.
Oh no, 100%, 100%. You're not wrong. So I'm going, I'm like, what the fuck is this? And I finally give in and I turn on my cellular and I call my friend. And I was like, buddy, I don't know where I am. And my buddy was like, should I call you a taxi? And I was like, I don't know where I am to like tell them that I get a taxi. So I'm like sending my friend photos and she was like, you're not where you're supposed to be. You're like 2.5
miles
away. Why don't
you send your friend a pin?
I did it and okay. I was 2.5 miles away. I was trying to argue with my friend that I was in her apartment complex and fuck she me. Was arguing with me that confidence I wasn't
off the charts. She's yeah. up in her apartment looking at the courtyard like easy scan, no Tamra, and you're like, bitch, I am here.
Yeah, yeah. And then it turns out that there's two apartment complexes with the exact same name.
And, oversight on your part. Oversight.
Yeah, well, my Google Maps led me fucking astray. It led me fucking astray.
How much walking did you do then?
I probably did, well, it was 5 blocks out and then 5 blocks back. And my buddy sent a taxi to my location.
Why did you have to do the 5 blocks back?
Because I wanted to get back to a business and not just be standing in front of someone's home.
Well, that was the first decision you made that was correct.
Because I envisioned what happened, right? Is there's a woman, right? And she's looking out the window and she's like, babe, there's a woman in our front yard. And he's like, I don't know what you're talking about. And then she's like, who is this hussy? You know what I mean? And then he's like, I don't know what you're talking about, baby. And then she's like, is she moving in? Who's this bitch? And I'm just standing in their fucking front yard, right?
With the suitcase.
With a suitcase. Like I'm moving it in. And I got my backpack on, obviously. So anywho.
It would have been better if like your costume required some sort of like, I don't know, big teddy bear or something. So she thought there was a child with you.
Yes.
He's like,
yes.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, I'm trying to think of a costume that, oh, maybe that guy from like The Hangover, and I had like a baby doll like in the front with like sunglasses. Oh,
he that actually the be door. We need child support.
Yeah, I feel like that's so funny. I feel like that would be a fun costume because it's like obnoxious white pants and like a fanny pack. Oh, from that would be fun. Anywho, are you dressing up for Halloween this year?
No.
Are you doing any costumes for the nieces? Sometimes you get called in to pinch hit.
Nope. Ever since the wing incident of 2 years ago, last year, I don't remember. I have not been called in, and I have been saving a lot of goodies. I'm waiting for that moment. Then my wife made the mistake of saying, hey, I need a Halloween costume. And I don't know, like my boss called or something like that. So I didn't have the time to properly engage with the text conversation. And then I engaged today and she's like, too late, bitch. And I was like, wait, what? So she won't let me make her a 6 foot wingspan either.
Wait,
which would
what
be
is she...
kind of impractical for work, but like that's not my problem.
No, what does she want to go as? What was she gonna go as?
She doesn't know. She was asking for suggestions.
Oh, so, interesting.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it has to be, you know, she has to be able to work in it. So I don't know.
My go-to for work was always like, what is gonna give me an excuse to just wear sweatpants? So I'd be like a soccer player and I'd have like soccer warm-ups and like Adidas and like a sweatshirt. 1 year I went as my high school self and I wore sweatpants and tennis shoes and my Letterman's jacket and a backpack.
You like a costume you have to explain.
I like a casual costume of shit I already have in my house.
Yeah.
One time I like was like gonna go to yoga at lunch, and so I just wore my yoga stuff all day.
I like it, actually. It works. It works.
Yeah. So. One time I was a basketball player, and I just wore a t-shirt and basketball shorts and had a basketball.
I'm guessing you never won contests.
No, but I'm not really there for that. I'm a competitive person, but not in that way. One time, okay, I lied. I have worn a Halloween costume one time, but it was not my fault. We went as a large group, and we all dressed up as elderly people, and so we all picked like a different theme. And so I was Pamela, which is my grandmother's name, and so then I only answered to Pam all night, and I was wearing a tennis sweater. Because my grandmother was very good at tennis, but I just found this really cool sweater with a tennis golf bag on it. And then I wore hideous checkered pants. And then we all had gray wigs and fake old people glasses. This was like before I needed glasses. This was in college. And there was about 8 or 9 of us, and we had like one of us had like a walker, one of the guys had a cane, and we'd walk in like old people, right? You know, like real slow, and then we would dance on the dance floor, and you would look over and be like, oh my god, that's like an old person grinding on that college student. But it and I'd be like, Edith, but it was like your friend. You know what I mean? So we all had nicknames. So it was like Edith, Pam. I think there was like a, there might, I don't even remember the other ones. Like a Gladys. Ugh. Anywho, we did win something, which I think got us like a $20 gift card to that bar we were in. So I think we just bought shots. Like, I don't think it, like, anybody like took a gift card home. It was like, spend it right now. And it got like, anyways. So that I have won that, but that was not my creativeness. And the horde of people, I think, helped raise our average. But that's the only time I've ever won a Halloween costume. Have you dressed up? What's your favorite Halloween costume that you've had or made?
I don't think I've ever worn a Halloween costume aside from when I was a kid.
Wild. Even like in college?
College experiences. Yeah, no.
Interesting.
I wasn't a partier. I was like working.
I mean, I was too, but I mean like,
I mean, I was too. No.
Part time.
You were way more social than I was in college. So, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, being on a sports team with 80 other women, I think,
yeah,
escalated my involvement for sure. Yeah. Oh, okay. So it's really interesting, right? So the things that I've talked to you about have largely been about like travel and stuff. Then there's two things, and you can clearly see the shift of like when I was dog sitting by myself and when I have now been traveling with a buddy.
Humans.
So the first thing that I have said is, what's the world's worst thing that you have heard yourself saying out loud? Oof. That like you were talking to an animal and it is really fucking weird if someone had overheard you.
Oh no, I talk to James all day long. I'm just like,
I know, but
hey,
like
buddy.
what's the weirdest thing that have you ever caught yourself talking to him? Because you talk to him like he's a human. Is there like a weird thing you've said to him that you're like, oh my God, if people could hear this,
I would get judged. When my wife leaves the room. So what happens is my wife will leave the room, maybe just go to the bathroom. And then my dog will take her spot. And then I will just like really cuddle him very nicely. And she'll come in and look at each other like she interrupted something. And she did. We were talking. And, you know, we'll just talk shit on her like, you know, hey, bud, you're going to have to move when she gets back here. You know, I'm sorry. You're my favorite thing on four legs. But like, you know, she has to have a spot and stuff like that. And she'll walk in on that conversation. So
that's amazing.
What's yours?
Okay, so I found myself saying this out loud in my buddy's apartment. I was by myself in Copenhagen with these dogs, and I found myself saying, and like I had them sit and like they're at attention, so they're sitting down looking at me, and this is like, I don't want to say the pep talk, but this is what I said to them. Okay, gentlemen, there's been a lot of schlong licking today.
Oh Jesus.
And although no one wants this conversation, I don't think I can ignore this any longer.
I have to tell my dog to put his pecker in sometimes. Yeah,
I'm just like, and like, I don't know if I was just feeling like the only girl in the situation where it's like, boys, like, you're being gross, stop being gross. But like, I was just like, okay, I've tried to ignore it. I've tried to like let it just like be its own thing, but I finally was like, okay, that's it, circle up, boys, like have us like we're having a conversation about this. And then every time they like would, I would like snap at them and they'd be like, oh God, wasn't me, I wasn't doing anything. And I was like, there's a new sheriff in town, boys.
I've started with my dog because I work at home, is that like UPS I think comes around 10, FedEx comes around noon, mail comes around 2. So every couple of hours we have some sort of person delivering something to bark at. And normally, like for a while, it was just like, Jay, shut up. And then now I'm like, you know what? I need to see too. He's just letting me know. So whenever he's barking at the window, I run up with him and we like look and we're like analyzing. And I think from the outside, it's probably a little weird looking. But anyhow, go. What else did you tell these guys?
I love that. The other thing that I have from this last week, again, pre-traveling, was I made enough food for a family of six when I cooked pasta. And to be clear, this was like a family of six where you had like two dads and four boys. And they're like growing boys. So like they eat way more food than you think is humanly possible. I will be eating pasta for days. I bought a package of like fettuccine that was like this big. It was like this thick, like 2 inches thick, or maybe like 4 inches wide. And it cooked up and it made about 4 pounds of fettuccine. Jesus. So I cooked up my pasta sauce. I had done just a marinara, garlic, sauteed some mushrooms, threw in my noodles. Well, I took enough pasta out to like cook in the sauce, and I made 2 servings of pasta like that. I ate one for dinner and I put the other one away for the next day. The rest of the pasta I put in the fridge. So for lunch, I had leftover marinara pasta. Then I took out a serving and I made like a garlic butter cheese sauce. Yeah. Then the next day, I made a pasta with pesto. I went back to the store and I got pesto. So then I came back and then there was still so much pasta. I was leaving for Ireland, so I left it for my friend and I was like, I'm really sorry. This is like 4 days old now at this point, but I haven't been able to get through it all. It's like a mediocre pesto. So I was like, it's nothing to like write home about. It's just like a canned pesto sauce. But I think my friend has probably been eating that pasta this whole time I've been gone. It's like the never ending pasta.
Is the pasta better over there?
It was good pasta. I actually walked by a store today, near like the city center, and it was like fresh pasta. It was like hanging in the window. And ooh. I was like, if I had just last week had 4 days of pasta in a row, I would have had that tonight.
Oh, no, you wasted it on crap pasta.
I know. But I like didn't know that's what I was getting into. And honestly, it was like $4. I could have thrown it away.
$4 and you ate it for 4 days. Come on, man. Nah, toss it. Like, cut your losses.
Well, that's the thing is,
you just walked by a fucking gourmet pasta shop, which is like you should be doing that. And then you ate shit pasta for 4 days because you didn't want to lose $3. Come on.
Well, and like, that's the thing is, like, part of me like needed to know like how long was it going to go, you know, because like part of that joke is to actually know how many days I ate it. You know, if it's like, oh man, it was a ton of pasta, I threw it away the next day, so I only actually ate it that one night. But pasta.
I was horrible at cooking pasta my entire life. And finally, my mom got really tired of it because whenever I cook pasta, I cook the whole box. And then there would be, we'd have a lot of cooked pasta, but there'd be none left for the next time you needed pasta. The general rule of thumb is the quarter size pasta dry for every person. She finally let me know that little tidbit of knowledge.
No, that is very helpful. My problem was it was not spaghetti. It was folded contraption of fettuccine.
Wait, no, fettuccine is like stringy.
Fettuccine, I think, is this thicker one. No. The thicker noodle. Will you Google it right now? You Google fettuccine and you tell me what it looks like. Because I don't want to call bullshit, but I kind of want to call bullshit. Yeah, oh, you sent me a picture.
It was like a quarter of an inch wide and then it's thin. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, so that's John. We're still doing our walks because even though the daylight saving time is coming and I was really upset about it, I haven't figured out how to change it. So, fucking A. So John lights up like a Christmas tree.
Can I watch this video? Let me watch it. Let me watch it. Oh, he has little lights on it.
I made him a Christmas tree. My wife thinks I should get more. She thinks I should get a couple red ones and literally make him a Christmas tree.
Yes.
Yeah. So, but we're all blinky.
Yes. Well, what if it's like, it could even be. Because it really is only going to be dark from like November, December, January. So you could just like add and take off lights. So maybe like,
oh yeah,
right now he has red. And maybe you could add November, maybe add like an orange or
maybe,
I don't know, something harvesty. And then you get into Christmas, obviously. Although I could do Christmas before December 1st. Some people are like, you can't do anything Christmas before December 1st. I'm like, live your life. Do put it up the tree when you want to put up the Christmas tree.
So much fucking work. Get as much time out of it as you can.
Yes, exactly. And then maybe in January you switch to like blue blinking lights, because then that would be like the new year and festive. I don't know. Mm-hmm. But he looks very proud of himself.
He looks a little abused in that photo. Trust me, no. He's a little upset mom isn't home yet to go on the walk. We were overly prepared for far too long. Yeah, yeah.
He does want to get ready and go. He doesn't really want to like get ready and then sit. He doesn't understand why are we suited and booted but not leaving.
Yeah. He has a tough time of that. But we did go on the walk and then he glowed in the dark. So it was kind of fun.
I'm assuming that walks is like the main exercise now that your wife's poor shoulder is injured again. You haven't been doing any of the other.
Oh, I've only been doing walks and yoga for a long time. We haven't been lifting weights. She kind of wants to get back into it, but I really enjoy my walks. So, yeah.
My
sister the other day, she was like, hey, you want to hang out? I'm like, well, you can come with me. I'm going on a walk. And normally I'll like modify. And she's like, sure. And I was like, wait, she didn't ask any follow-ups. I can take advantage. So I made her go on my walk.
Your walk is more aggressive.
What did I agree to? And I'm like, nothing. Hang with me. We got this. And she's like, holy shit. I should have asked questions. I'm like, lessons learned.
Best believe she's going to ask some follow-up questions next time. Today this morning I did a like, it was like not a HIIT workout, but it was like, what are the words? It was like, it's like, well, I can tell you what it's called, but it was from the Chris Hemsworth app and it was like, just like functional fitness workout stuff. Yeah. So I did that for 30 minutes and then I wanted to add on my main man Cody Rigsby's Peloton like a strength workout, and I accidentally clicked on a core workout because I really liked the playlist. so my ass did a 50-minute core workout.
Was your heart rate high enough?
Oh, was my heart rate high enough? Yeah, embarrassingly. I'm not sure you can tell the difference of when I switched from the bear crawls to my goddamn bicycle kicks. I'm pretty sure my body was like, why are we on our back but moving? Like, what? Who the fuck signed us up for this shit? Oh man. You're not on TikTok, yeah?
No, social media is fucking work.
There is this TikTok woman. She's so funny. I should know what her name is, but I don't. And basically,
she has chicken lady.
No, you know I love that chicken. That's Trash Farm. I know that woman's handle. I love those videos. This woman, she basically has like a normal situation, and then she kind of takes it through like if all of your body parts could like have a conversation about it. And so she's like sitting on the couch and she's like, okay, like I need to like go get ready for this date. And you have like, then the boobs, there's like two of her and they're like, are you gonna like, you know, show us off? And then they're like, why are we trapped? And they're like in a sports bra and they're like, I thought we were gonna get to go out this one time. And then it's like, and then you have like, she has like this thing over her head and it's like, and then there's like a crazy wig underneath it and it's like her, it says like vagina on it. And she's like, you'd think you'd want to make me more prepared, like in the off chance anything happens. Also, did you put this on backwards? Should I have more or less fabric? This feels like a weird in between. And then it's like her butt is like, are you just doing nothing? Like, it's just all these different things, right? It is so funny. I was sharing that because sometimes when I'm working out, I wonder if like my different like body parts are like, arms are like, can't we get a day off? And then my legs are like, no, we don't actually do a leg day. You know what I mean? Like, if they actually had that back and forth.
That'd be kind of cool.
Because I don't know the last time I did a leg day. I'm not. Yeah. Although I did do a workout while in Ireland. My buddy in their apartment complex, they have a pretty nice gym. And so I did a 30-minute erg. And then I did some bench press.
Whoa, look at you.
And it was really nice. it felt shitty. But I was glad I did it. You know, like those workouts where you're like, I didn't want to do this,
but you're on top of the world afterwards.
I feel better now that I'm on the other side.
Yeah.
But
cool.
But thus far, also the water here, so much better. I've gone from drinking.
That means it's probably worse. Like Danish water is really good.
You're not wrong. The taste to my horrible standards, yeah, palate. So I've jumped up from 40 ounces back up to 80 because it's like so good. And I, the first day, my adjustment of going from 40 to 80, the amount I peed, the volume, I was like, what is happening? But too much information, maybe I'll edit this out later, but I was like, that adjustment. And now I'll be curious how my body like goes back to just 40 ounces of water.
Oh, you're not gonna keep the momentum. You're like, fuck that. That shit is awful.
Fuck that. Well, I bought water before I left, and that definitely helped to buy like bottled water, for my palate. You know, the lesser water. Yeah. Well, the first time I bought a water, I cracked it open, and it was sparkling water, and I was like, motherfuckers, this is not what I want. I'm not that fancy. Kinda
like Ted Lasso thing where every drink's
yes.
Like
yes. So I gave it to my buddy. I was like, hey, I opened this water. I only took a sip of it because again, I hate sparkling water. So, you know, if you want to drink that today, I guess please
do.
Otherwise I'll wait till it goes flat and I guess I'll drink it next week when I'm back.
Yuck.
She probably drank it. I'd be surprised if it was still there when I get back, but I mean we'll see. We'll see. Only time will tell.
I think we should have a Facebook like or an Instagram poll. Is Tamara cheap? Because there's been two references to being cheap this podcast, the pasta and then drinking the flat water a week later. Like, why don't you just be like, oh, I'm going to cut my losses. It's sparkling. I'm going to throw it down the water. Like,
It's so funny you say that because I was talking to my buddy and we were talking about whether we wanted to take the bus. Which is probably going to be like 20 minutes by bus and then like a 15-minute walk to the train station with our luggage tomorrow, would cost $3. It would cost us $3 to do that or to take a taxi, which will probably cost like $10 to $15. And we were like weighing that out, ease versus that price difference. And we're like, we'll take a taxi. We're
gonna take a taxi. At least you landed on the right answer. Jesus.
But it was this thing of like sometimes it's like, but I do think it's interesting, like what's the line between frugal and cheap? Because I think we all like getting a good deal or feeling like we get a good deal and then actually just being like, oh no. And I think part of it too is getting older and being like, well, I have money, like I'm not in college anymore, and kind of changing right. that mindset of like, oh, I'm not eating the same food every day because it's cheapest.
True.
I can have like four different lunch meats in the fridge and I could have a different kind of sandwich every day. Like to me, that would just be like wild. Cause in college you're like, okay, this week it's going to be ham. Next week it'll be roast beef.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
I'm just like one thing yep. at a time. So I do think that's a little bit of us like, you know, what do we want to pay for? I don't know. I mean, I think it's a fine line, but I'm still trying to figure that out between cheap and frugal, I guess, is really what this podcast, maybe that's what I'll call it.
Cheap versus frugal.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm making a note of that before I forget. Because I might.
All right. Well, some of us have to go back to work.
Yeah, so. I'm going to bed.
I think this has gone sufficiently downhill fast. I've been Rhiannon.
I'm Tamara.
Bye.
Bye.